Hey. Hello. Come in. I'm really glad you could come over. Sorry about the short notice. But we'll get to that later. First, come in. Look at me blocking the doorway like an idiot. Just dump your coat there. Got your character sheets with you? Excellent. So, I know I told you we could do this in the living room, in the email. But I guess it's the Bachelorette's final season or some shit. Who knows? Anyway, roommates are all a flutter over it. And the kitchen's a war zone. So the only thing left is my bedroom. I know, a little weird. But don't worry. It's not like it's covered in ponies and unicorns and monkeys. And monkeys riding unicorns. I'm not 12 anymore. Stop laughing. I went through the monkey riding things phase. What do you mean? Like what? Like unicorns and, I don't know, lions? These were very important monkeys. They had places to go. Shut up. Sure you were a little dog too. What's the boy equivalent of monkeys and unicorns? Like dinosaurs riding mechs? Shit, wait, that sounds pretty good. Fine, you win this round. Okay, here's my room. See, totally normal university girl room. Posters of indie bands with non-threatening boys as a lead singer. Check. Picture of David Tennant, clearly the hottest doctor, looking sternly at something. Check. Oh, that. Oh, this is so dumb. I was reading Cosmo. What do you mean, when? Last time I was at the doctor's office. When do you think, stupid? It was either that or Golf Weekly or whatever. Anyway, they said, really bring a pop to your bedroom, you should add a bit of tapestry. So, I framed my vinyl copy of Tapestry by Carole King. I know, I'm hilarious. None of the Barbie dolls I room with here got it, of course. Okay, I guess. Okay, so I guess we'll have to either play on the floor or on the bed. And the floor sucks. Like, sucks. I mean, you want to get your butt close to that carpet? Who knows how many generations of Barbies have giggled their way through anal in this very room. Yeah, I can really paint a picture of words, can I not? There's a reason why I'm the GM, you know. Okay, hop on the bed and get your character sheet out. We can roll dice on this book. Let me do a quick recap. Previously on Dungeons & Dragons. Our plucky adventurers finally made it into the Mad Queen's lair, and true to her reputation, she quickly froze the party en masse, trapping an unbreakable hold person spell. All except you. What happened to you is unclear. One minute you're in the lair, and next you're here, wherever here is. So, that's the stitch. The stuff that happens to you separately from the party, they can't know about. So it's easier if we just have a quick narrative session here to, you know, establish what happens to you when you're blinked out of existence at the lair. So, what do you want to do? Inventory check. Smart. You have everything you were carrying with you in the lair. So like, your short sword, crossbow, some provisions, a quiver, your leather armour. Not much really. You look around, it's not exactly dark. It's more like the absence of any colour or light. Like maximum grey. Ultra blur. It's kind of a bummer. Suddenly, the Mad Queen appears before you. She's beautiful and terrible. And you know that her exterior shell is not what it appears. For under the surface writhes unspeakable eldritch horrors. She seems to be made out of electricity. A magic power sparks off her fingertips like a Tesla coil. Then, just as suddenly, the Mad Queen snaps her fingers. And you're in a waiting room. A room with a red carpet and two very comfortable looking armchairs. There's a light source coming from somewhere, but you don't know where. It's illuminating the chairs in a pool of light. Beyond the light is pitch inky darkness. The Queen is sitting in one chair. She beckons you to take the other. "I trust you do not need any more demonstrations of my power," she says, surprisingly calm. "What do you do?" "Interesting. Okay. You cross into the pool of light and sit down in the remaining chair, not saying a word. Let me quickly roll for her reaction. Okay, she seems amused, but in a slightly condescending way. "I control this realm entirely. You know this to be true." And as she says it, your character does absolutely believe she has complete control over whatever pocket universe you're in. "See, you fools think I'm just powerful in your realm, but I am more powerful than you might imagine. I've learned the secret of metamagic." "What do you mean, what's metamagic? Shut up for a second." It's not like she's done talking. "I have divined the truth of your existence. You are a pawn, literally, in someone else's game. His actions guide yours. But through this place, I am able to make a direct connection. That means he must physically guide you, using his body to match your own." "Oh my God, are you going to keep interrupting?" "Yes, this is a thing in 5th edition. It's in that new one that just came out, you know. Xantha's books of stuff. The Guide to Things? Something like that." "Yes, I know you haven't read it yet, but trust me, this metamagic stuff is in there. Like, near the back." "Sorry, it is hot in here. I feel warm. I'm just going to crack the window a bit." "Okay, phew. Back to the game. So are we going to have a little game of wills?" says the Queen. "I can make your avatar here, the one in front of me, believe anything. For example, I can make him believe his armour is too hot, that it's scalding his skin, branding his flesh." Okay, roll to save against magic. Oof, a 5. That's not good. So the way this spell works is you have to physically mirror your character's actions. So if she's heating up his armour, you're going to have to, well, take off your shirt. "Look, man, you're the one who failed the saving throw. Learn to roll better, noob. Besides, I know you've got a t-shirt underneath your shirt. I'm not an idiot. And it's not like I haven't seen you shirtless before at some point in our previous decade of friendship, right? Oh my God, do you remember that time when I refused to let you go home because you were so freaking smashed? So I had to sneak you up to my room and you slept over and... Sorry. The game. Yeah. So take your shirt off." Your character takes off his leather armour, recoiling at the heat he perceives it's generating. Okay, roll another saving throw. Holy crap, you really can't roll for shit tonight. A three? Man. Okay, well, you failed. Let me roll to see what piece of clothing she heats up next. Ah, wow, well, hate to say this, but I just got a natural 20. So let me look up the chart. Yep. Take off your pants. Yes, I'm serious. What do you mean? Show me the book. It's way over there on the shelf. I just copied that chart into my notes here. No, you can't look. Hey, give me those back, dude. You can't look at my notes. I'm the GM. That's like, I don't know, sacrilegious. No, don't look at that. Okay, I can explain. So, yes, there's no chart. I was freestyling. Metamagic isn't a thing in Xantha's tome of crap or whatever. You mean, what's this page in my notes mean? Oh, you know, it's just a drawing of you and me as fantasy heroes, riding unicorns, leading a monkey army. Is that weird? No, don't go. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Look, real talk time. Forget about the game. Jesus, okay. Let me get it together for a second. Deep breaths in and... Okay, here goes. We've known each other since grade school and been besties since we've met. We've got each other's through high school and we're still great friends in university. So, you know, I don't know how to do this. I mean, I don't know how to get laid. That's easy because guys are dogs. But I don't want to have sex with you. I mean, I do, but that's not all I want. I want, like, girlfriend, boyfriend stuff with you. Because I, you know. Fuck off, don't make me say it. Okay. You know what, forget it. I don't know what I was thinking anyway. Why would you want me? I know, the kind of girls you date. Fucking shit heels that are guaranteed to make you miserable. Because, God forbid, you'd be attracted to anybody who's nice to you. And I know this because you come crying to me whenever it inevitably goes south. Because, surprise, when you date stupid cunts, they tend to do stupid cunt shit a lot. But, hey. Whatever. That's what I'm here for, right? Just to be your emotional life support while I go and fuck other dudes who aren't you. Because you won't look at me like that while I grow old waiting for you to love me back. Now fuck off. Yes, okay, I love you. You fucking dumbass jerk off asshole. Fuckwad. I've been in love with you since 2 weeks after we met. I love you, asshole. Fuck me if I know why, seeing as you're the dumbest man in existence. Did you just kiss me? Why are you laughing? How is this fun? Oh, well. Okay, laughing and kissing is throwing me. Kind of mixed signals, but you taste really good, so. Oh my god, I'm short of breath. Say it again? Fine, I love you. Stop laughing. It's not. Yeah, you're right, actually. It's pretty funny now I think about it. Are you saying this whole thing may have been a little bit too elaborate? Because in my head this plan was foolproof. Holy shit, Sorry, I'm still kind of flashing back on that case. But wait, hang on. Why are you kissing me in the first place? Is this some weird friendship pity thing? Because if it is, I might have to, I don't know, kick you in the balls. Oh. You love me too. Always have. Since the first week. And you thought I was the one who had no interest. Shit. We might be the two dumbest people in the entire multiverse. Top three easily. So, we've kissed and we love each other, I guess. I'm going to admit it. I didn't really think this part through. I kind of just planned for as far as getting your clothes off and the rest kind of play it by ear. What do we do now? Wait, what are you doing? What do you mean you're rolling? We're not playing... Holy shit, a natural 20, that's a critical hit. Yeah, that's the kind of hit that would have blown right by any defences. What would it have been on that chart if the chart was real? Well, a natural 20 means that you could have had the Mad Queen do any single action. No possibility of a save. Yeah, you could have made her topless, I guess. I'd have to play the Queen in this scenario. Seems only fair. Okay, my top is off. Now what? You want me to roll? How about a saving throw against cunning? Oh, Jesus shit, a one. That's unreal. Critical fail means that you get to control another action. You want the Queen to straddle you? Sort of against... No, you're right. I did roll a one. Okay, shift over. Let me swing my leg around. Is that your cock? I mean, of course, I know it. You have a penis. It's just really hard. Okay, I'm straddling you now. Oh, wow. My nipple is in your mouth and... No, don't stop. This is just... It's something I've thought about a lot. And, oh, yes, little bites. Very good. Very, very good. Yes. Oh, sucking is good too. Oh, please, more. Oh, my goddess. Oh. Please, your cock is so fucking hard. I can feel it rubbing against my jeans. Oh, goddess. Oh, yes. Squeeze them together. Put both nipples into your mouth. Oh, Jesus fuck. Wait. Hang on, let me grab a die. Oh, shit. Oh, would you look at that? An 18. Take off your fucking pants because I need you in my fucking mouth. Oh, yes, holy shit. Holy shit, all I want is this cock in all of me. Oh, grab my hair. Grab my head. You won't hurt me. Oh, fuck yeah. Like that. Oh, yes. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my nipples are on fire from your bites. Oh, God, I love you. I really do. Oh, but right now, I want you to fuck the daylights out of me. It's your turn to roll. So you roll while I keep sucking you off. Oh, 17. Shit. I guess you get to control another action. Oh, gosh. Oh, gosh. What a shame. Off with the pants it is. Oh, just let me pull these down real fast. Oh, you want to help? Okay, just move your hand down and... Oh! Oh, no. Oh! It's just your hand in my pants, and I didn't realise how wet I am. You could probably slip in by accident. Oh, fuck. Or on purpose. No, don't fucking mind. That's your finger inside me. Oh, Jesus. Shut up and rub my clit while I get these fucking pants off. Oh, fuck. Fuck, yeah. Like that. Oh, Jesus, yes. Oh, just like that, okay. Oh, they're off. Shit, where did the dice go? Oh, shit. Over your head. Oh, another 18. Well, I guess you have to eat my pussy now. Oh, no. Don't move. Let me climb up. Yeah, and grind this wet pussy on your face. And your tongue. Oh, fuck. That feels so fucking good. Put your tongue all the way inside me. Oh, Jesus, yes. Oh, I'm gonna grind until you eat the cum out of me. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck, yes. Oh, God, this is so insane. I feel like my entire body is going to explode. Oh, oh, so when are you going to put that delicious cock in my wet pussy? Oh, fuck, God, yeah. Suck on my clit just like that. Oh, oh, oh my God, yes. Oh, I'm going to fuck you so hard, you fucking idiot. Oh, why didn't you tell me this before? Oh, you're right. Not really the time or place. Oh, put your cock in me. Oh, holy shit, don't stop. Oh, oh, I'm gonna ride you until you come. Oh, yes, suck my nipples again. Oh, they're yours, they always were. Oh, just like my pussy. Oh, that needs you to come in me. Oh, 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 please. Oh, oh, yes. Oh, oh, yes. Oh, 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 yes. Oh, 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 yes. Oh, now come in me now. Oh, my goodness. I'll come with you. Oh, 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 fuck. Fuck me. Fuck me. Fuck me. Fuck me. Oh, because I'm going to fuck you. Oh, so fucking. Oh, yes. Come with me now. Now. Oh, 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 yeah. Yes. I'm coming. Oh, oh, God, I'm coming. Oh, I'm coming. Oh, come in me. Oh, 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 holy shit, dude. Oh, 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 man. That was, oh my goddess. Oh, what a mess. Oh, worth it though. What's that? How many experience points? Oh, you cheeky bugger. Fine, let's just say you leveled up.